What happened out there? The voice floated through her head. She semi-recognized it, but then it was brushed out. The woman caught off, woke with a sudden start from a heavy doze. The crowded bus approached her stop. She stared at the backs of all those people's heads. She pushed her way through the heavy bodies. She alighted onto the snow-smothered curb. What was her dream? She couldn't have said it had been brushed out. The call center was just a single room, the usual shitty operating place. 40 of them, all women, tiny desks with their phones. A woman car off began the tiring, deadening work. There was a huge black-handed clock on the far wall. She glanced at it. She seemed to have a sense of something coming out of the clock. It wasn't coming out yet, but it would do. It would come out of the clock.
She felt awkward. No one else was behaving strangely at all.
And at the figure standing there, she stopped and let her jaw go slack. Peeny Jack was truly an impressive looking dude. The black superhero who Lamont and Rancid had thought dead was standing there and looking to kick ass.
Out of my way, lady, I have business with that ugly bastard. He growled, Karoff felt faint as the manly mega hunk slowly moved past her.
To block the charge of the creature, a red blast of blistering light shot out of his eyes. The beetle exploded into a billion gut-gutted bits of gore gross out.
Smoke, fire, and the stink of shit filled the air. Come on, Karoff, we gotta get out of here before.
Feet tall and built like a brick shit house. Another of the hellspawn creatures confronted them. This one was green and covered in filthy spunk and shit and blood splattered gray wire hairs. Was like a wolf but standing on two legs and had rocket launchers where its nipples might have been expected.
Oh well, looks like there's more work to be done. Side the laconic hero Karoff was impressed by this cool inside. Peeny Jack launched himself into the air.
Hero like in Marvel and DC of old, stammered Karoff trying to make sense of the scene as the giant wolf beast and Peeny Jack smashed into each other with ferocious glee. Peeny Jack stunned the monster with a fearsome uppercut to the jaw, which sent the monster staggering backward, stars flashing in its eyes.
But it recovered to launch a couple of missiles that pounded into Peeny Jack and exploded in a mighty ball of fire, sending Peeny Jack hurtling through. Himself back into the foul, ugly demon and began to land more pulverizing blows.
The last thing Karoff saw was the creature and Peeny Jack wrestling each other to the ground, a mighty crash land and bringing down blocks of houses all around them. She scarpered down a back street and kept running, but as she ran, images of the destruction and the violence of the scene she was running from came blistering into her mind. She couldn't forget the hapless, crushed fellow workers back in the call center that the beetle had utterly flattened, and the callous disregard for life shown by the monster. Against a wall in a dingy alley, she tried to get her breath back. She had run for a mile at least, nonstop. She wasn't someone who jogged, did the gym routine, kept herself in trim. She was feeling the tight clamp of her chest, was finding breathing difficult, as if she couldn't quite get the hang of it at this speed. Big boy gave her something like a spooky feeling. It was feeling that crawled around on her skin like a bug.